morning, everybody.
Hello.
Just to put this in context for people that weren't here last year. Last year we discussed the need for a follow-up course for new converts, especially in places where maybe they haven't got a very well-established church that they went that they belong to. Maybe they're in isolation and they've been baptised and it's just now what? So we felt that there was a need for this. So having suggested it, it's right, okay. Come on, where is it then? So, and this is what today's all about, really. Just to give you the verses which we can base our thoughts on, Matthew 28. Why? No,
we had a nice PowerPoint and
it's not working. So.
Bear with me while I struggle to find it. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. So we've done the baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. And now it's this teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. It's how does that carry on, really? And what does that mean? What does that mean to obey?
I've got another one here, which is 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So it's the idea that we're being transformed. Not that we're transforming ourselves, but we're being transformed with ever-increasing glory. So it's not something, there should be a really, an outward visible sign that we're being transformed with ever-increasing glory. And there's another one, Romans 12. Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. So a lot about transformation, but very much the idea that it's God transforming us, and well, in conjunction with us, rather than it all being a big effort. And we did have a nice picture of someone looking really kind of weary. And very often we get the feeling, well, we know from our own experience, that it can be a bit hard, too much like hard work being a Christian.
And if you're doing it in your own strength.
So the idea that we want to get over in this course is that it's all being a Christian is about doing it in God's strength and asking to be filled with his Spirit and his presence to empower us. We've looked at various different discipleship courses when we were preparing for this, and I think we introduced one of them to you last year. I've just forgotten it was based on Philippians, but quite recently I came across this little thing, and it's actually designed for young people, so it's quite kind of in young people jargon a lot of it. But it's actually written to kind of introduce young people to the concept of persecution, and just how tough it can be to be a Christian, but to sort of encourage them as well. And we thought, well, that could be quite useful, actually, for some of our contacts, for whom persecution is like a daily reality. So we ended up kind of basing it on this little thing, this jazzy little number.
We tried to use simpler English
and a bit less kind of hip and hop and happening. I've got a couple of copies if anybody wants to have a look at that. We've tried it out at Hawley, at our meeting. We've started off these sort of house groups where we just get together and rather than just having like a straight Bible class where somebody does a talk and then we discuss it a bit and then go home, it's very much we come together, we kind of share what God's doing in our lives and we pray together, and then we did one of these chapters, and then there's a kind of suggestions about what we can do about it. So actually go home and how is this going to impact our life? How is it going to transform us by the power of God? So we we really liked it. You should have seen us on the first session that we got a little group together. Everybody looked like death warmed up, and they really
we'd all had a really bad day.
And people, as they came through the door, they were like barely even looking at me. It was at my house. They were like, "Oh, I really don't want to be here. I'd rather be in bed." And then I was like, this is going well. But we started with, somewhat reluctantly, with chapter one. And then we prayed a bit about it. And by the end, it was almost like someone had turned the light on and people were smiling. They looked like, instead of looking old and haggard, they were suddenly looking quite young. Talking about myself. And it was amazing. And I thought, well, that is God's transforming power at work, even in our little group there. So we're quite excited about it. But, you know, it's not perfect, but we've kind of shamelessly plagiarised quite a lot of it. It's not copyright, so it's okay. Adapted a few bits, taken out a few bits, added a few bits in. And that's where we are so far. So by the end of the first evening, everybody that was there was just saying, wow, this is actually really good. We were discussing stuff that we never discussed before, concepts that weren't really on our radar, and realising, wow, this is really exciting. And yesterday, just, I think I got a flavour of it in the forgiveness, in Steve's forgiveness session. Another example of a concept that kind of trips off the tongue, yeah, forgive each other, and then God will forgive you, kind of thing. We sort of know it, but actually when you dig beneath the surface, there's such a lot, it's so much deeper, isn't it? Some of these topics that we've included in this, you might think, well, yeah, that's simple, that's easy, you know, that's child's play. But actually, when you dig beneath the surface, it's actually quite profound, and there's a whole, you know, there's a lot to be dug out and worked through and prayed through together. So, I was hoping to be able to show you on the screen, but
what, just a list of the sort of chapter headings that that come out of this. So, I mean, the idea of today is actually to get ideas from you, because there's no point carrying on if everybody thinks this is rubbish and not the way to go. So you're going to have to work. The topics that we've got are change from the inside out. That's to explain the basic principle that's what being a Christian is. God has got to transform you. Relationship, that it's all about relationship with God and Jesus as well as with each other.
We've added in a couple of our own. Read the ones that were originally there.
Boldness, being bold, that sort of witnessing for Christ. Suffering, generosity. Those are the ones that were in there. And then we've added in prayer and worship and reading the Bible. And we did have one, the church, the body of Christ, and we weren't too sure, bearing in mind who the target audience, and if people are in isolation, we thought maybe that's not terribly helpful at this juncture, so we weren't sure about that one. So I don't know if anybody got any comments about that. Do you think there's a good balance there, or anything that shouldn't be there? Or
I think it's expanded on what you were interested in before. You said you had 4 W's.
Oh, the 4 W's is just the house group idea, really. We base our house groups on 4 W's, quickly. Welcome, where you talk about what God's done for you in the past week. Word, where you study the word and take strength from that. Worship, where you actually spend time in worship. It might be meditation, it might be praise. Whatever form you want your worship to take. And how many have I got up to? And witness. The fourth one is witness, where you actually sort of decide together how you're going to go out and practice your Christianity in the week coming. And we give ourselves little targets, don't we? And then we come back the next week and say how we got on and what God did for us. And it's just one quick example. One brother had had a problem with being too quick with his words and sort of coming back and being quite sharp with people. And so we all prayed about this. And then he came back the next week and he said, it's actually been amazing. And his boss said to him, There's something different about you this week, Andy. You seem much calmer. And I said, well, that's just, it's so strengthening and empowering when you hear things like that. Right. Nobody's saying...
The one you thought you might not do...
The Church, the Body of Christ, yeah.
I think for people in isolation, that's really important.
To know that there is this...
Feel as if they, even if they're not physical with them, that they do actually belong.
But you'd have to be quite sensitive the way put it, wouldn't you? Otherwise you might think, oh goodness, I'm missing out on...
No, it's the case with so many of them, and somehow we've got to encourage them to feel...
Yeah.
And that they do really belong to a group. And even if they're sitting there breaking bread by themselves week
after
week.
Yeah.
It must be really hard.
It must, yeah.
Can I just add to that? Because one thing which works very well, and I noticed this when I was out in Ukraine there, we had people coming from thousands of miles all together there.
Yeah.
And they all knew what the readings were going to be.
Yeah.
That I was complaining. We get used to it, we're going to be blasé about it. But when you're in isolation, you pick up a Bible from home, you do those readings, and you know that there are people all the way around the world reading the same readings.
My mum and dad, when they were courting, they did that. They did them at the same time every day. But they knew, and I was a little long way away, so that's nice.
I agree with that, that I think we need to encourage people to know that the wider community, that there is a church out there, and
they
get the opportunity.
We were very aware when we were looking at this that we're sort of coming at it very much from a comfortable Western viewpoint, and there were quite a few challenging things in there which made us sort of think, oh yes, you know, how are we going to get these ideas across, didn't we?
But the other thing I found is that people need to be instructed in the idea
and if you've not experienced it, you don't know what you're missing. Well, these are all invaluable things, aren't they? And if we get move on, we're going to give you a sort of a chapter. Divide you up and give you a chapter, and you can note things down, because that would be really helpful.
I think that's one of the things that binds the whole ecclesia worldwide together is the readings. I know some people criticise the readings and have their own, perhaps some people even have their own adaptation of how they do them. But having this reading plan is a great unifier of the members, brothers, sisters all over the world. From the slides we've seen and comments we've heard over the weekend, it seems that perhaps those in isolation and those in these countries where there isn't the same fellowship that we enjoy, the privilege we enjoy here, are far more faithful to the reading of God's word than perhaps, sadly, some of our own members are in this country.
I think the best thing now is just get into my group and just do that, just explain. Each section is done in the same sort of format. So there's an introduction to the topic, which is not very long. We don't want to kind of put them off by the verbiage, however brilliant it is, if they don't read it, it's no good, is it? And then at the end of that little bit, with lots of Bible quotations which need to be looked up and read, and then at the end of that there are questions to prompt further thought, and then a section for things to pray about, and then a section to do something about it, which is blank, and that's where your ideas come from, and further reading, so on the particular topic there'll be more.
Well, should we give it, we actually came up with this one.
Yeah, we did actually, a really good one. It was think of somebody that you really want to bless in the coming week. So have somebody's name in mind, maybe somebody you don't get on very well with or you're having a bit of a problem with, and just pray about them and you know, want their good. And is that it, basically?
Yeah. Soak them in prayer.
Yeah. Which is not a thing I've really thought about. I know, you know, the concept is if you're driving along and somebody cuts you in, you feel cross and, you know, you should pay for them. I know that idea, but I find it quite difficult to do. So I think that would be very good for me. In fact, we found this really helpful for us, didn't we? It's not just new Christians at all. There's a lot in there.
Like I said, again, simple concepts in a way. So you could just easily read over them and just think, this is easy, you know, there's nothing deep here. But actually, I would suggest that it's some of the deepest stuff, actually. Simple things can sometimes be the deepest and most profound and hardest to get your head around, in a way, to actually put into practice.
If you have been in practice. Mm. Yeah. So, how many groups do you reckon?
Well, there's 5 chapters so far.
So at least 5 groups, because we want help on all of them.
Yeah.
So can you get yourself into 5 groups?
It's very much a work in progress. And
we need a pen, and you can scribble all over it on the back.
Yeah, any ideas.
Verses, ideas, case studies. If you know of a person, that's always really powerful, I think. If you know of somebody that's actually gone through a...
In the original notes, in each chapter there's an example of a real life person who's going through a certain situation. And then there's the sort of Bible explanation about it all, and then further questions to think about, things to pray about, something to do. So,
So some have got a bit more on than others.
I think we've
run out of time. just anything you can add, any ideas, examples, verse, chapters, chapter and verse.
Any other topics you think we could do covering as well?
So, can you organise yourself? I have to number you.
Yeah, so that's why we depend where you are.
Yeah.
Just stick to the same comments as yesterday.
How we spend our time, how we do it. Yeah.
work to in order to sustain himself and also his health with him. Paul Philip, when he went to Jerusalem with a collection of saints in Jerusalem, they passed on to Paul. Is it Paul Philip when they got a thousand?